The good news is that God has decided not to wait. God has decided to come running down the road toward us, to meet us where we are.
Hello, and thanks for choosing to listen to the sermon from Pastor Keith Fry and Evanston's Emmanuel Lutheran Church. This sermon is from Sunday, December 9th, 2018. Emmanuel Lutheran Church is a reconciling in Christ congregation. We welcome people of every age and size, color and culture, every sexual orientation and gender identity, socioeconomic status, every ability and challenge. We welcome believers and questioners and questioning believers. Come join us Sundays at the corner of Sherman and Lake in Evanston. And now, here's Pastor Keith Fry.
And grace and peace to you from the one who breaks into our darkness with light. Amen. Repent, the end is near. Now, how many of you just got the New Yorker cartoon image of the street corner preacher holding up a sign with a sandwich board warning people that they had better get right with God before it's too late? I saw a photograph online of one of those folks. Here's what his sign said. Repent, fornicators, homosexuals, liars, thieves, Obama voters, Buddhists, dirty dancers, Hindus, gangster rappers, Muslims, drunkards, feminists, immodest women, Democrats, liberals, evolutionists, atheists, potheads, and sodomites. The end is near. Hell awaits you. I lost count of how many times I was mentioned in that. Honestly, the end could arrive before you finished reading his sign. But think about the message there. Basically, it's one of, hey, stop that. Stop being bad, or what I consider to be bad, and do it fast, because otherwise you're going to run out of time, and God is going to hate you forever and make you suffer. I've heard some of those preachers describe it as frightening the hell out of you, or frightening you out of hell. Has that technique ever truly worked, by the way? Just wondering. And I think for many of us, as soon as we hear the name John the Baptist, that's the image that we get. Kind of crazy-looking guy, wild beard, wild eyes, dressed a little bit funny, standing out someplace in the middle of nowhere, screaming at people that they had better repent and shape up and stop sinning because God is really, really hacked at them. All John lacks in our minds is the sign. It sounds to us like he's trying to frighten people into straightening up and flying right. Confess your sins, get baptized, and God won't make you burn. And then get on the straight and narrow highway and start making your way toward heaven under your own steam. But I wonder this. Do you really think that huge crowds of people would have been flocking out into the wilderness area on the other side of the Jordan River where there wasn't anything to hear that kind of message and to have this angry, weird guy dunk them under the muddy waters of the Jordan? Now, next week's gospel lesson picks up where this one leaves off. And I'll admit that it's easy to listen to that next passage and think that that is John's message. There's a lot in there about wheat being winnowed out and chaff being burned with unquenchable fire. So it's easy to think that that's talking about a fiery hell. But then the very next verse says, "And so with many exhortations, John preached good news to the people." I'm sorry, turn or burn doesn't sound like very good news, does it? So what is the good news that he's proclaiming? See, part of our problem in understanding what John the Baptist is all about is that we misunderstand that word repentance. What do we think it means? We think that to repent means to confess all our sins and to feel really, really sorry for having been bad. And then we think that if we feel really, really sorry enough, that we can make God stop being mad at us. And then God will have to forgive us and won't send us to hell. But that's not what the word repent means. The word in Greek is metanoia, which literally means a changed mind or a changed perception or going beyond where your mind is right now. It's about suddenly seeing things in a fresh way, seeing ourselves and the world from a different perspective, having changed minds and hearts. It's about turning around and looking off in a different direction. It's about a fresh awareness of God and of God's purposes. It's an openness to the movement of God's Spirit. And when it comes to sin and the wrong that we have done, it's about realizing that there's a different way, God's way. And it's about realizing that we have forgiveness. We don't buy our forgiveness by saying how sorry we are. We say how sorry we are because God has caught our attention and has given us God's own mind and heart and a glimpse of God's perspective on the world. And that enables us to turn around and to start afresh and to become part of the new thing that God is up to. Why do we always want to make this about us and about our own power? We keep trying to say that if we can just feel bad enough and then be good enough, that we can earn our way into God's good graces and be forgiven. But that's not how it works. That's not how any of this works. God's grace is always there. It's just that we forget it. God's forgiveness is already granted, but we turn away from it and we take our eyes off of God and our attention begins to wander. In spite of our best intentions, we do wrong. We fail others and we harm others and we don't always act lovingly. And our minds get clouded and turned in on themselves, darkened by our worries and by our selfishness and our self-centeredness. Because that's the way our minds are. But that's when God comes and asks to be our focus again. That's when God comes with this gift of metanoia, this gift of repentance, this gift of turning. So John's message isn't about telling us how horrible we are and how we can save ourselves if we just manage to be good enough people. His message isn't about making our way to God under our own steam. It's about something very, very different. When he quotes the prophet Isaiah, talking about a highway through the desert, He's not talking about a highway that we're going to travel to get to God. Listen to it again. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make His paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. So think about this. Maybe that highway is not for us to travel to God. It's for God to get to us. That's the good news that John is proclaiming. This is not about us figuring out how to live good enough lives that we can get up to God's level, where God is sitting and waiting for us. The good news is that God has decided not to wait. God has decided to come running down the road toward us, to meet us where we are. And if we keep on getting turned back toward the highway, allowing our eyes to be oriented God's direction, we are going to see how God draws near to us. God is going to come find us, no matter where we are on the road. God wants to give us new minds and hearts. God wants us to know that we're forgiven. God wants us to know that we can, by God's power, live in changed and transformed ways. The song that we sang instead of a psalm today, "Blessed Be the God of Israel," is actually linked to John the Baptist. It's the song that Luke tells us John's father, Zechariah, sang to John when he was born. Listen to the last portion of the song as it's recorded in Scripture. "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare His ways, to give knowledge of salvation to God's people by the forgiveness of their sins, by the tender mercy of our God. The dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." John's purpose is to give us the knowledge that God saves and redeems, no matter where in the wilderness we may find ourselves. John's message to us is that God has tender mercy and love toward us, and that a new day, a new dawn, will break in on us in our dark places, in the places of death in our lives. It is the light of Christ that will shine into our darkness and destroy that darkness. It's not about the darkness trying to become light. It's about God working transformation and renewal in us. It's about a new day and a new start. And you and I are gifted and called to be highway preparers for others, as we ourselves are being guided into the way of peace. You know, I saw another photo that sums it up. This one was also of a man holding a sign announcing what is to come. But instead of saying, "Repent, the end is near," it said something that is much, much better news. And in fact, it's the news John the Baptist proclaims as he sees what God is doing in Christ Jesus. And it's the message of Advent and of Christmas. It simply said, "The beginning is near. Thanks be to God."
Thank you, Pastor Keith. And again, we welcome you to come join us for our Sunday service each week at 10:30. The Emmanuel Lutheran Church is located at the southeast corner of Sherman and Lake in downtown Evanston. Thanks for listening.